I was in South Botnia during the flooding of River Kuorjoki. There I met a Roma woman who told me about her impressive dress and its background. I was at a crossroad, about to take a turn onto a road leading up to a house, when a lady walked past me. She asked me if I was going to Makikoro. When I told her that's where I was going, she sighed heavily and told me the family of the house was suffering from a vicious, contagious disease. I thanked her for warning me, as I didn't want to catch the disease myself. I gathered my courage and asked the lady about her dress, which looked a little similar to what I had seen on the women in Karelia. I expressed my surprise to how much fabric they had used to make it, and so they had, some 12 meters. I also discovered that the Roman national dress had in fact been influenced by the women in Karelia, eastern Finland. However, the Roma women's dresses are a lot more colourful. Roma people in other parts of the world do not dress like they do here in Finland. I also inquired of the lady whether the wearing of the dress entailed a certain kind of behaviour from its wearer. And so it was. Anyone wearing the dress has to adhere to the rules of the Roma community. And once you have started wearing it, you can never go back to other type of clothing. It's a big decision, a step to adulthood. The lady also told me that she is travelling around selling lace crafts. She has beautiful laced embellishments for bedding, napkins, small tablecloths and shelf-edged decorations. The lace works were splendid, but not as impressive as the one on the woman's shirt. When I asked her about it, she laughed and said that they always make the most eye-catching laces for their own use.